This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Tonight we're hunting for auroras. Recently I met up with Todd Salat, a photographer that makes his living shooting the auroras. Tonight he's chosen a peak in the Eagle River Highlands to start his shift.
I do say I have a 9-to-5 job, but it's 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Salat originally moved to Alaska as a geologist, but it didn't take him long to discover his true calling.
That very first year was in the peak of the last solar cycle, and the auroras were going crazy. Every night from Anchorage, I was chasing them, and I started to realize I could photograph them, and I started moonlighting as an aurora hunter.
The name Aurora Hunter was originally a bit of a joke, but today that's how many people identify Salat.
I used to walk around and say, I'm the Aurora Hunter, and it's stuck. It's now a registered trademark, and somebody says, that's your brand. And I go, well, okay.
Being a professional Aurora photographer may sound like the best job ever, but Salat says it can be shaky. It's kind of like being a commercial fisherman.
Yeah, I would say being an Aurora photographer is a boom and bust lifestyle. I've been up there for maybe a week at a time in clouds and snow, and you're just kind of waiting and waiting. And then all of a sudden the clouds split and there's this huge pink aurora and you shoot like crazy for maybe two nights in a row and pick through those and look for what my wife and I call the hero shot, the one that you want to hang on the wall.
And Salat has taken his share of hero shots. His portfolio, which he sells both at the Anchorage Downtown Market and online, boasts some of the most amazing auroras you will ever see, as in almost unbelievable.
I get asked that all the time. Have these been done up in Photoshop or, made up on the computer? And I don't do any of that. I'm kind of a purist. I don't do any double exposures. But I will say that the camera can see the auroras a little bit better than the human eye.
Of course, it takes top-notch equipment to get top-notch pictures. Salat begins setting up his cameras.
A carbon fiber tripod. Run around with these on my shoulder all the time.
Right now, it's looking pretty cloudy. But if it does clear up, our chances of seeing some auroras aren't bad at all.
I did look at the geomagnetic activity right now, and it's bouncing a little bit. So now it's just a matter of staying up all night and hoping to get lucky.
And if we're going to be up all night, we're going to need to build a fire.
Nice piece of spruce. A little bit of birch.
Salat says this has been an amazing year for auroras, and that's because the Earth is in a peak phase for solar activity.
It'll probably run from, say, 2012 is when we started getting a lot of solar activity, which means more northern lights, and it'll run up through maybe 2014 or 15. But right now, we are in the peak phase, so this is a great year to keep an eye on the sky.
With the fire now going strong and the cameras set, all we can do is wait.
So this is a game of patience, huh?
Yeah. I wrote a book on aurora hunting, called it Alaska's Spectacular Aurora, but my working title for it was Waiting, ... and Waiting, because that's what I felt like I did a lot of, waiting around for that moment, that peak moment. If you're lucky, it's one of those once every 10 years shows where you're just out all night long and the auroras are turning red and pink and purple and you just can't believe how lucky you got. Of course, you sat there for 10, 20, 30 days before you got lucky, but it is amazing how you forget all the waiting when the moment hits.
After a few hours, Salat shows me some of the more modern resources used in aurora hunting.
You can come out here, got your little iPhone, open up your browser. And today's space weather.
It's looking like the solar activity has dropped, and these clouds don't seem to be clearing. But Salat is a veteran. He isn't going anywhere.
I've gotten some of my best shots on nights that were forecast for cloudy skies and low aurora activity. And then around 3 a.m., it gets colder in the middle of the night, so the clouds dissipate. And then, bam, an aurora comes shining through. You can look at the forecast all you want. But nothing beats having your eye on the sky.
But being a more traditional 9-to-5er, it's time for me to leave. But even as I drive away, I can't stop glancing to the northern horizon, hoping for just a tiny glimpse of those auroras. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.